Hi, Jim, are you there now?
Jim, no?
Yeah, I'm on the way.
Yeah,
I've got a message for you.
Okay.
To show you how good you are, sir, no matter what the world, you're not supposed to be to the Richmond property now or in the future. Also shows a character.
Okay, we cannot talk to you about anything else until two important persons
get back.
Okay.
Now, we expect them 2 weeks from tonight. The man we have close association with, Reed, had a stroke. You can verify this by spending a few dollars on the phone yourself. That won't affect our long-range plan. But we had to put in writing what he said verbally about a part of our lease. This means talking to him personally, but not when his doctors say we can, providing he doesn't have a further complication, which means one of us who cares the most may have to go there to talk to his temporary or his permanent successor. Now, you can verify that. It's not a matter of trusting anyone's word for it.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is make a telephone call and spend the money, and you'll find out what the situation is there.
Okay.
Now, don't break the peace because one of us has a basic concern for you at heart. So I wouldn't be calling now in the first place.
Yeah.
Okay. One of us would still like to see you help children in the manner we discussed with.
Uh-huh.
Those who oppose the forces of good are so great that it minimizes any differences between people with the same goal. Now, for weeks we've been told lots of things you were going to try to do to us and that you were saying about us. But one of us has been willing to keep the benefit of the doubt. But not one word was said about you until we had to defend ourselves. And that ridiculous lie about our starving your children. None of us worry at all what anyone might try to do to us. And that's a fact. It ought to be obvious we're not worried about the threat you made. We are sure you do not understand your own position in that matter, or you would not have made any threat to begin with.
I think that my threat was accounted to your threat from the time of call.
In any event, we intend to keep the peace, and we hope that you will, and want you to understand that, well, the thing that you threatened would be counterproductive to your own best condition. The very thing you accused us of, you did and admitted in writing. As a matter of fact, you admitted the same thing to me. So I don't want a response to that, you understand. You don't need to respond.
Well, my only response is that it was a defensive rather than offensive thing.
Okay. Then we understand that as long as everybody keeps the peace, there's no need to be receiving or delivering threats of any kind.
Okay.
And we'll get back to you as soon as the situation clarifies. I'll be back in exactly 2 weeks tonight, unless the situation deteriorates there with the man.
Okay. Wait, now I've got a message for you. We would like to have you begin legal proceedings for adoption of Linda.
Okay,
that's not legal guardianship, that's adoption.
Mm-hmm.
And we are still willing, you know, without any problem, to sign the papers on the other three children that we still have legal guardianship. We apologize for Diana's smart remark, "Father loves you." That was out of line. We do not want...
I can't write this back.
Oh,
think...
Well, you're recording it, aren't you?
No, I'm not. Adoption, I got for the other three children.
I apologize
for what?
No, the adoption, we want you to...
Yeah, I understood about the adoption.
Adoption for Linda only.
We're willing to sign papers on the other three children.
Right, releasing legal guardianship for the other three children. Okay. We apologize for Diana's smart remark, "Father loves you." She realized she was way out of line.
I like your attitude. I'm on the line now.
Oh, thank you, Mother.
You're not recording and I'm not recording, okay?
Okay.
Is that it?
No, that's right.
I'm not. So, and with your youngster, I will do all my power to see that Joyce follows through with giving you the support and that she doesn't interfere. I have a little problem with Joyce in that Joyce has her own emotional difficulties. But I like your attitude today.
Okay, I just have a couple of other things. We don't want to start a new life with hatred and hostility like that we've seen in our children. And this is the reason that we want to try to have a lot more peaceful beginning.
By the way, what is this business about me supposed to call you? I haven't called you, period, other than weeks ago.
Well, they when we came back, there were, you know, the recordings were...
Well, then you
check
them.
Like
yeah, you check them. You check them. I didn't call you.
So, okay. It's, you know, it sounded very, very much like...
Why wouldn't it be?
Whoever it was said some things that were kind of, you know, incriminating.
Well, whatever. I don't know anything about it, dear. I didn't say anything. Didn't call. Don't know anything about that. We need to stop this nonsense, though. And I thought you were a person that had some sense. It's, I've unfortunately reacted to things I'd heard, which came pretty conclusively. But Steve also said that things were said, and I began to believe that you were breaking the peace. And so I defend myself in the usual typical way that I would have to defend myself in saying that, I have to defend myself about charges that that I'm not loving, or that I would star people and that kind of stuff.
Right. Well, the statement we've made, exactly the same statement to any, you know, any of the people that we've spoken to, and that was that, you know, when we needed food, we had to go outside of the group instead of getting food from you after we requested the
party. Well, you see, I understood you to say over there that you didn't need any more money. I wasn't trying to, in any way, interfere with your economic well-being, and this business of... So it was just a matter, I thought you were going over there, going to get that thing going, and then going to be doing this work with children. I have no knowledge of this at all, didn't know what you're talking about, so you should have told me.
Well, both times when it was brought up in counseling, you said you didn't want to spend on the subject.
Well, no, I don't recall that to you at all. You said to me your children were starving, and I said that I didn't want to respond to that.
I said we didn't have any money at all.
I don't. You can see the sincerity of this, Julie. I don't.
Okay.
I thought I'd been taken, and when I heard certain things that you had, I thought you people had betrayed me through the years, that you were trying to set me up or something.
There was no betrayal through the years. It's just that it was purely defensive, because we know what you have.
Well, I don't know why you felt the need to do it through the years. You said some stuff that...
The same reason you did.
No. But I never personalized that. I don't personalize that.
You've got some pretty personal letters.
But I don't personalize. We all make our protection for voluntary reasons for the enhancement of the total group. But it wasn't personalized. Can you think of anybody that hasn't confessed their faults from Marshall on down? Can you think of anybody?
I'm not sure how that follows us.
Well, it does. That's what's terribly disappointing, that you felt for years you weren't trusted in that.
It hasn't
kind of
been
thing.
Years. It's only been...
Well, I heard you said...
About the last 3 months.
I heard you said for years you hadn't been trusted.
No, yeah, well, I did say that. I said that, you know, about the financial matters.
That's not true. I trust you open-handed, more than I would have, most of people. Too bad communications break down like this. I think the forces of totalitarianism have an advantage on us, friend. I think it really does. I think it really has an advantage. I just don't know how we can have this kind of break in communication. I was reading a letter you sent to me once, that you'd never leave me, that you saw my character,
I was sitting here just for his call. I said, what the hell transpired between that point and this?
Well, I meant that most sincerely when I...
I know you meant that most sincerely. I wasn't questioning that, dear.
We went out purely on an economic basis.
But that wasn't necessary. I thought we were protecting you if we had to do that. Who made a big issue about that place being commune? I thought that you leave. What?
You did.
No, wait. Let's just retract for a moment. Why? Because if we had to deal with it, and you went to establish a children's home, and I thought there was some prior discussion that he could do things in terms of business. And you've got a keen mind of how to... I agree with all my heart sincere that you would go into the mission and do the work that we need badly with children, and also help with your uncanny mind and develop ways of making fun. So I thought that we couldn't operate a damn thing we didn't have any control over. Now, did I ever come to you after that point, other than Mayor One mentioned, did you ever get out about transfer?
I just mentioned it in legal.
Well, yeah, well, why? Why? Yeah, you're too paranoid.
Well,
I don't give a damn for the thing. I don't want any more of it anyway. We got so much now, you know, unfinished properties that we don't know what the hell we're doing.
It was really, basically, we did not have any money. We presented it.
No, that's too bad.
There was an absolute refusal to give us any money.
Well, there's not an absolute refusal.
Then our feeling was, if you know, when we really need it, in a time of absolute dire need, instead of giving it, they say, well, we'll just take to the children rather than give the money.
Well, that was only a loving act, too. I couldn't see common...
I love those children.
Well, I maybe lacking in empathy fully, but it was a loving act. I thought that being close to me, and I do a fair job, I think, Deanna, trying to provide everything that someone needs. I thought that at least if I can't cough up money, is a big problem right now. The liquid kind, you know. We've got property, but money and getting this thing off the ground. Getting it off the ground is just a big thing. And if I have made any oversight, it's that kind of oversight. And when you came with the sweet tone that you had to Gene, and my attitude changed. But I thought we were in a ball game like with Linda. And when Linda made threats, I was going to be very kindly and helpful to Linda. And I never put you in no category of Linda. Nor do I today put you that. I haven't even deteriorated today to that degree. And I was going to help Linda. But when she started threatening me, I said, now, I don't do nothing out of threats. And you know enough about me to know that. So when people deal with me fairly and squarely, I'll behave fairly. And I'll deal with the most proper approach to it. But I got an indulgence and love for all of my children. And if I would treat her that way, when she openly spit in our face and threatened us with all kinds of criminal things, which you never did, I mean, she criminal acts against us. So why in the hell wouldn't I be a reasonable person? I think you underestimate the effect of an all-night affair of business meetings on me and the tiredness that it affects me with and the pressure it puts my body under. So if I miss a phrase, you got to go over it 4 or 5 times. You know that.
You don't make
your signals clear to me. You're not going to get through. You know that. If I have a weakness, it's that. I'm so damn tired. I just try to do the best I can. But I wouldn't see any of you hunger for nothing. Even in the midst of all this shit, I refuse to believe that a person who thought as much as you did one night there can analyze yourself as well as you did. And you can note that I'm not wanting any details of that analysis. I want you to feel my good faith so damn much that anybody can look at themselves that well. I just did not believe to be a person doing all the shit that's supposed to be being threatened with. That you were saying about me, making me out a person that would starve your babies.
Well, I've told you, I told the group that came over to distract us while everything was going on. I've told every person exactly the same thing. The reason was that the community we had given so much to refused to give us any money. Therefore, we felt a debt to you. Somehow, we did not finish. That was our entire reason for leaving. And for,
well, if you'd have said, if you'd have kept accepted on that basis, but when naturally you say that the leader starves,
well,
then
I
you start...
What I told you is exactly what we have said. We told our children...
They put the children in a very bad face towards the leader, which is traumatic. And I certainly don't want to repeat that trauma. I've made no efforts and will not make any efforts to get Sandy, who is Joyce's legal, you know, she's her legal child. I wouldn't cause that the trauma of a child who feels for you, but don't traumatize her by giving her a bunch of bull that she obviously has to talk so hostile towards me.
I think it's the comment, you know, that, that wasn't very much after she had, you know, turned in. That money really...
You see, that's out of context, honey. That's out of context. I don't think Steve has any malice, no more than he did when he told that you were drinking out in the bar. But you know what that did to me? That unsettled me that you weren't using any more sense than that.
Well, you know, we drank in the church. I didn't feel there was anything different. We drank wine in the church. We drank wine. It wasn't a bar. It was
I heard that you were drunk. And he had to drive you home. I'm not trying to get it in.
Yeah.
You don't have to analyze it.
That's about right.
You get what I'm saying, though,
yeah.
Sweetheart. I didn't see what the hell you were doing. These children, you're using... Now, look like what you're doing right now. You see what you're doing, your rationale. You say we took some wine in the church, so you got drunk. Now, later down the way, Joyce... Now, I wouldn't say that if I was trying to conceal anything from you. I responded to your phrase. I'm responding to your phrase.
Okay.
You say you drank some wine in the church, and then thus start to drink in a bar. Now later, who looks up to you but Sandy? No more does she look up to anyone. You and murder her means of relating the cause. Now, I always knew that. It didn't bother me at all. Because I thought you would delegate it properly. But what I'm worried about, and I say this from a loving father's heart, when you do things of an indulgent nature with children, they later turn around and use it against you for their own indulgence, which they may not have the intelligence and insight of experience to keep out of lots of pain. That's all I want you to hear me. Be careful.
Okay.
Be careful, because children, the trust of children is a difficult thing.
Well, okay, but then I'd like to know why, you know, I know that the messages that were brought were from me, because I know how the strategy works. Why was Steve and I told that you have legal documentation that Sandy and Murphy had a sexual relationship if you're not trying to break down my
what's that now?
I said, why was Steve and I told before Sandy and Murphy came in that you had legal documentation about a sexual relationship?
No, I don't know anything about telling Steve anything, that they should not tell that kind of stuff to Steve. There shouldn't be any of that done.
Well, that was done.
I agree 100%. That was done. That is not proper.
It was done. I'm sure you've got the tape tonight.
I haven't got nothing. I haven't been listening to nothing. I am involved in so much. Did you hear what we have said to you?
Yes.
That Dr. Reed has had a stroke. He is still in a conscious state, but he is unable to speak very well, and one eye will not shut. Most of our relationship has been through him, and we've got to have verification of where we stand. A lot rests on that. We need verification from him. If not, then I'm going to have to go myself, and I don't like to negotiate anything. I may have to leave tomorrow evening. In fact, I've got a flight scheduled tomorrow. It takes me to New York. Now, I'm really trusting you, for God's sake. If it has to be, that's how still it's in abeyance. Because I want to then talk to the other officials, because I want our permanent leasehold. We have a lease fixed for 4,000 some acres, but I want our permanent leasehold in written form. I believe getting everything down in writing. Now, talking to Steve, I do not know. Did you want Steve there? Did you ask for Steve to be there in this meeting?
Yes, I said, do you want Steve in or out? They said, it doesn't make any difference. So I said, well, what do you want to do, Steve? I want to come in.
Well, that's a mistake on your part.
If Steve hadn't been in, he may have seen what was going on in the rest of the town. I'm not sure that's why they wanted him.
I don't know. Orlov base there. Now, this thing, we don't want to get back into this game, you know, back into this kind of situation back and forth. I don't know what you're saying, but there was nothing going on in your house while anyone was there. Nothing going on in your house. I can say that, as a matter of fact. Now, what about the this charge that Lily took $80? She denies that. Is that just something you're saying?
That is the truth. The girl had a steel box that they had their money saved up to buy the Christmas present for their parents. $80. It was there before she left. It was gone after she left. And that's the honest truth.
All right. I'll check into this. I just wanted to be... I'd get these things secondhand. I want to know what the hell. People start playing various games. And you say it was locked. What does it look like there?
It's just a little, one of those little steel cash boxes.
Like a cash register or a fishing file?
It's just like a little square box.
My little square box.
It's about 18 inches long by about 2 inches high, I think, by about 6 inches.
And you're swearing that that did
I swear that disappeared. That was the first thing they looked for, and then of course we looked for the other thing.
So you say that, I'll check into that. If she stole anything, if she did, I can't imagine it, but you'll get it back. I can't imagine $80. I can't imagine if she did it. Not possible anybody else they would take it.
Well, Linda may have. I don't know how long Linda was in the house. But it happened that night, you know. We do have, you know, witnesses who have agreed to, you know, to tell exactly.
I'm not worried about that.
Okay, well,
I'm not worried about that at all. Let's not get back into that vein.
Well, I want to say one more thing on that vein, is that you figured correctly, or whoever makes the strategy figured correctly, that because we do care for those children, we will not prosecute.
That's sweet. Now, that is sweet. That makes me feel better. Got no problems then. We'll work out something. I like your straightforwardness. Then my opinion about you wasn't wrong. So you make the children feel good, and I'll tonight make them feel good about you. Don't misuse it to break up my ranks.
I won't.
I'll make a statement of good faith.
Thank you.
And within 2 weeks, you don't need to worry about no time. I can understand his paranoia that some matter of time's on our side. Time don't have a damn thing to do with things like that. If there is something, but it is not logically in the best interest of either. Naturally, we looked into our defense. You look into your situation. You look at it. That's why I said to me that I wasn't concerned. But I much more appreciate what you said. That means a lot more to me than what the law has to say about people who are trying to arbitrate their civil disputes. That means a lot more to me than you come right out of your gut and say, I care about children. Well, I do too, damn it. And if you're in need, I'll help you.
No, we're fine now.
So, but I want you to get that. I don't want you to lose sight of that character that you said you wouldn't, you never would leave. That character's there, and it'll never leave. I'm awfully paranoid about people, and you must admit I've had some reasons in the past. So if I put some of you in the mold temporarily, because that's resolved, you can understand why. I've been disappointed by some people I've given a lot to, an awful lot to. That you know, don't you?
Yes, sir.
So this can, and for the sake of all, time will throw us back together again. I'm sure it will, with all the oppositions and things are, we're trying to build alliances of the good nature. We have some very good things happen in the past week when the mayor, a candidate came, ought to be the next mayor, hopefully. And we've got those same alliances will benefit you. In fact, the matter, all you have to do is just talk to us on a loving tone. not demand from this, that, and the other. If you talk to me in love, I will be there. I will be there to meet your need.
That's
much more meaningful than this piece of property, that piece of property bullshit with this. You can have a damn piece of property. I gave my word. That deep freeze, have that damn deep freeze. I, when I give my word, I don't take back my word.
Well, I think that a lot of the hostility in the last exchange with Emily and Johnny Brown was because they came on like two macho tough guys.
Well, if they did, they sure did not do so with any kind of instruction. But it's what you're telling me is, what was supposed to be the communication is different indeed, much different. I must admit that I went along with some suggestions that I didn't think were warranted because I didn't know what the hell was taking place. I really didn't know what the hell was taking place. But my idea would always be to deal with you on a very frontal level. I thought anybody can analyze. The thing that kept me in my mind at peace was the way you analyzed yourself one night. I thought anybody can analyze like this. They can't be this mischievous. And I hope you remember that and remember the times I've analyzed myself. Hell, I've laid my life out like a book. Tried to show my thoughts, my feelings. But when it comes to shit, I don't give a damn what people do to me no more than you give a damn. Life's a bore for us both. So why don't we take it, our frustrations out on some enemies, by God, instead of friends. And we ain't got nothing to worry about from us.
Okay, thank you. And as long as, only
depends on the moment. Well, that's the way in hell we both get, you see?
Right.
That's where in the hell we both get. I was sucked in. I thought I had to be defensive and defend myself. Because of all this bull. And you ought to be very frank to talk to Steve because he helped cause some of this alarm because I consider him a quiet sort of Gibraltar. And I didn't think much of some things that Linda said and even Lily because I know they want to get their, I know people, they want to get their own corner. And people will use me just like those kids will use you to get what the hell they want out of life. And anarchy is what suits everybody the best because they don't realize that anarchy. In the short range, it looks appealing. In the long range, it causes a lot of pain to themselves and everybody else. But when he said some stuff, that blew the damn mind.
Well, Steve had really not intended,
you
know,
until
what happened.
Yeah, yeah. I won't forget it. It was emblazoned in my mind. I got it there. And that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. You can affect all that just as I will affect their attitudes towards you. You've got the power to do it. I'll show my good faith by it. And just don't, if they visit you, don't take advantage of breaking down the organization that can protect them. Because I'll put it in such a way that they'll feel warmly towards you. That means they may call you. That means they may see you in the street and be affectionate to you. Just don't use it to do anything but to build up. I saw you tearing down their center. I don't care. I wish I wasn't the center. But I happen to be forces of history and circumstance that place me where I'm at. And if you tear up the heart of a person's life and meaning. And I'll ride herd on those people if they put any castigate, any aspersion about you in the presence, or Mert, in the presence of Steve. They don't get over that kind of shit.
Well, the amazing thing was when Steve and Sandy walked in, and I asked them about it again, all of a sudden, you know, it was much, much lighter, and they were much quieter, and they didn't really have all those things.
Obviously, see, I heard that. That was told to me with some utter reliance, and I wonder what the hell's going on. And you take a chance with a 16-year-old child. I wondered what the kind of a hell trust was this of good judgment. But that's your ball game. If you're in it, it must be sound. If you know about it and you know the situation, it must be sound. It must not be anything going there that's contrary to what would be the best interest of the child. I've got to believe you use judgment. I just said from my heart, don't do things with her that she'll later, when she grows up, if she don't want to go, say you want to give her some good points and rules, and you've managed very well with children. You've managed your home well. And someday we're going to have to say, now this is something you can't do, Sandy. Don't give her some goddamn ammunition that she's going to be able to throw back at you and say, oh, ho. You see what I'm trying to say? I'm trying to say from the love that I feel. Because I don't want Sandy to be, the way is a pleasant relief that one person's not attached to me. She's attached to you. So you're going to interpret our beautiful philosophy to her. That shows that I'm not, this telephone is completely open to socialism. I'm not you. I had enough faith to call you without wanting to record. And I hope you've got that kind of faith in me. I don't give a damn if you do. I don't give a damn what you take. It don't make a difference to me. What I got to say, I'm saying from my heart. I thought that you would have to relay that concept to her, just as I'm relaying it to several here. And all along, I never broke that peace. Weeks you didn't come. I wonder what the hell's going on. You're not showing up. But never said a word. Never said a word till the final blow was when you people said, as it was said to me, that is, that I was starving your children, and I told them that. Now, but what the hell are you doing to them, to tell them a thing like that? You can see my emphasis with what I was feeling. You were tearing their center of being. You tear ground of being up, but it's bad, bad stuff. And I will hasten to try to breach the gaps of what has been done by Linda, by idle words, and what has been done to by Lily. I will hasten to breach the gap. And I hope you will do the same. Will you do that for the sake of the cause? If they never come inside this door, which I hope you do, I hope you come back where you belong. We need each other. But I'm not going to battle that thing over with you. Time and circumstances will show this. The future is going to shape that damn thing up. We were just reading a statement from a president of a bank saying about advising business people to make proper arrangements of their investments because of the dictatorship, the impending dictatorship that will confiscate, what is the exact quote? Let me read. Because of the likelihood that your monies will be confiscated by a totalitarian state.
Well, you know, right along that same line, interestingly, Dr. Rosenko told Sandy almost the exact same thing.
Yeah, that's
it. He read the same article.